The prairies of Illinois might resemble a political wasteland heading into this election. From a national perspective, there are few races in play in the state. Even Republicans appear resolved to concede the state to John Kerry and U.S. Senate candidate Barack Obama. Few, if any, congressional races are expected to be close either. Democratic political consultant David Wilhelm says that means the national parties will likely focus their time and money elsewhere.
The time to really get worried if you're a Democrat is if the Bush campaign suddenly starts spending money in Illinois. At this point, they haven't made the decision to say that Illinois is a competitive state. They've written off Illinois as an opportunity for Republicans. And as long as that's the case, you're not going to see the Kerry campaign pour a bunch of resources into Illinois.
When a state is all but forgotten on the national level, it can have an impact on those working to get out the vote. There will be fewer campaign rallies to energize the public and less advertising to raise awareness. Avis Lavelle is Illinois coordinator for the Kerry Edwards campaign. She says even though the prospects in the state are good for her ticket this fall, she'll have a difficult job.
And we may not have much attention from the national party tickets in terms of the principals, Mr. Edwards and Mr. Kerry, coming to Illinois on a frequent basis like they would do if we were a battleground state. But that means we have more work to do at home to keep the enthusiasm going, to talk to our friends and neighbors, to make sure that people understand not just why they should be against Bush, but why they should be for John Kerry, and why they should be for John Edwards, and why they should be for Barack Obama. That's where the hard work comes in, and these people in this room know how to make the rubber meet the road.
If there's one thing Illinois will be used for leading up to the election, it's money. The state ranks high on the list of fundraising destinations for candidates. Both John Kerry and George Bush have already reaped millions from Illinois events. Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky says that could be Illinois' biggest role.
Let's face it, Illinois and Chicago, all the candidates come through to raise money, and I think that we can be very helpful in that regard as well. So some of the infrastructure that the campaigns are going to need can come from Illinois.
National political conventions are a time to charge up the troops, those who will be working to make sure their candidates win on Election Day. Political consultant David Wilhelm says even though Illinois might be a wallflower in the election year dance, he expects the momentum for Democrats will remain strong.
Democrats, I mean, you see it in the national polling. You see the people are asked the intensity of their support, their intensity of their commitment, the probability that people will actually turn out to vote. And unlike 4 years ago, when supporters of George W. Bush had the greater intensity, this time, 4 years later, it's the Democrats and supporters of John Kerry who feel more energized, more intense about the election than Bush supporters.
But with Illinois far down on the list of priorities for Kerry this fall, for many Illinois delegates, the closest they'll get to seeing him was right here in Boston. At the Democratic National Convention, I'm Sean Crawford.